welcome everyone to the Party at My Place right here on the Michigan Business Network. I want to say hello to everyone, and if you haven't heard, we have our big 25th Silver Anniversary Convention coming up November 2 through 5. We're going to be at the Grand Traverse Resort, and it sounds to me like the whole crew from the Michigan Business Network is going to be with us, as well as maybe 600 to 700 other volunteers and event producers and vendors and everybody with the education line, but also a lot of networking, a big trade show, showcases of entertainment, all kinds of wonderful activities at our annual convention at Grand Traverse Resort. So when we're out looking for some of our speakers and we hear what our members want, what they say, what they think, and then we also have our vendor side, that is the people that stand beside us and help us with the education arms. And I couldn't help but go to one of my favorites, and that's Seaforth PR, who happens to be the marketing firm for McDonald's restaurants. And those of you that maybe have been around us, we have a great relationship with McDonald's restaurants, which we're very grateful for. And so we start talking, you know, early spring, and I'm already looking beyond this year because it's the way that we plan things. But there was a gentleman that came to light in our search, and I was impressed, mainly because his first name is Brad. I have a son, Brad. But then he said, Brad's back. And I thought, okay, this is really clever. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Brad Back with Seaforth & Associates. So, Brad, hello again.
Hi, Sue. It is such a pleasure to have the opportunity to talk to you today. And we just can't be more excited about the attendance in the 25th anniversary celebration. And I believe the title is, the theme is The Art of Business and Celebrating, and we believe that when...
That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it?
That's a pretty powerful statement. It sure is, but we're jumping right into it because in one of our areas of expertise, social media, you're hitting so many people, not only at your event or at your event, but you're also communicating with thousands and thousands of others virtually, and that's what we're going to be talking about while we're in attendance.
You know, Brad, I want to share something, and I don't want to scare you because I know you're a terrific speaker, but the end results of the workshops that we put together and your presentations will be affecting over 35 million people.
That's
the numbers that attended our events last year. So when you think about that, you're a pretty powerful guy.
Well, and those are the visitors who were there live. And the title of our workshop is something to the effect of, don't forget, your event is also live on social media, and you have to maximize the moment virtually. So, for example, if I'm looking right now at the Michigan Renaissance Festival Facebook page, and if I'm in a booth or as I'm a participant in the Renaissance Festival, I'm reaching all of the people who are attending live. But on their Facebook site, they have over 175,000 people who follow them on Facebook and in social media. So we've got two events going on at the same time. It's communicating to the people on site at the event, but it's also maximizing the opportunity by trying to bring the event to those 188,000 people who like the Renaissance Festival and are engaged with the Renaissance Festival, and give them a little taste of what they're missing because they can't be there live. So same thing with Abbott's Magic. I'm looking at Abbott's Magic in Cologne. Mm-hmm. And they have their Magic Festival, the Magic Capital of the World, every year, first week of August. And participants who are involved in that event, you know, they're also reaching a few thousand people who follow the Facebook page for Abbott's Magic, not to mention all the other magic stores. So we don't want to miss that audience.
It's pretty deep. It's deep and it's new technology, but it's opportunities and it is maximizing everything that we have. So much planning goes into an event, and now we are able to share this through the social media, Facebook, and some of these things that are going on. But tell us a little bit more. Now, you're going to be coming in and the presentations.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll be joined by a co-worker, a co-partner of mine, Bill Herbst, who has 20-some years in the broadcast news and social media business. So we're made up of our social team, our social media team is made up of former reporters, journalists, news broadcasters, social and digital media individuals. And so they know the intricacies and how to get the message out from within their news organizations. We also have a number of people here who come out of social media technology and advertising firms, marketing firms, along with the work that we do for many of our clients. We manage almost 300 sites, Facebook sites, for the Michigan McDonald's operators in the western and northern part of the state. So we're touching a whole lot of people, and we're helping them from an expert insight standpoint to get their messages out. And so Bill and I are going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how you can celebrate your brand at your event, whether you're attending an event or whether you're participating in an event as a paid sponsor or vendor, or you're a volunteer at the event. There's so many opportunities to celebrate your brand via social media.
Okay, Brad, we're going to come right back. You're on another segment with me, and I don't want to leave this. So perfect. We're going to be right back. Once again, this is Sue with the Party at My Place. You're on the Michigan Business Network, and we'll be right back.